It's a JCK Limited 600cc. It's the B race, so it's page 34 and number 35 in your programme. One non-starter that will be is number 6, Michael Dunlop, who hasn't made it to the start, and also number 17, Grant Thompson. We'll give you the grid in a little while, and in fact, we'll give it you now, actually, while we've got a little bit of time. It's 8, Dan Sale, who's going to be on pole position, for number 26, Dennis Booth, and number 101, Martin Morris, OK? Then it's number 100, Damien Crook, number 19, Aaron Hands, and number 82, Austin Webster. That completes your front row. Then 86, Andrew Coulter, the newcomer, 47, Blake O'Hare, another newcomer, and 77, Dan Pearson, that's row 3. Row 4, 97, Adam Rayner, 14, Samuel West, 25, Andrew Hurd. Row number 5, 63, that's George Anderson, 68, Roddy Taylor, and 66, Roger Wibberley. Then the next row is row 6, number 90 in there, that's Anthony Stevens, 29, Sam Norton, and 94, Daniel Nelms, a newcomer. Machines are leaving the paddock there now. We'll get back to Beth in 1 second. So 24, 33 and 37. That's Adam Randalls, Luke Sirott and Victor Ortega complete that next row. Then Ashley Robson on 79. 85, Andy Lovett and 41, Russ Brook. 98 is in there, Eamon McKeown, the newcomer. 76, Ben Long and 74, Daniel Nourish. And 75 from row 10, that's Nick Sweet. 84, Luke Blevins and 70, Dale Brew complete all our runners. And I believe that the machines have already left, Beth. They're on the case again, aren't they?
They really are, yeah. We said we were going to catch some time up here, but a number of newcomers to look out for in this one. Adam Rayner, Stretch as he's known, was leading the pack as he just led away here. We've got Blake O'Hare as well, number 47. And as you mentioned, Martin Morris, 101 there, who's on the front line. So it's going to be really interesting to see what he can do.
Yeah, Martin Morris on that Ducati Panigale as well. Got to say hello to, I keep getting messages from people all the time. They're listening on Manx Radio Motorsport and watching via King of the Roads. Now, this next race is, of course, going to be over a 7-lap distance. It's the JCK Limited 600cc B race. And, well, we should expect a good one here. Dan Sale, of course, on the 600 Yamaha on that pole position. And a good, very good evening to me all, mate. Brian McCormack, surprised Brian isn't here this year. So Dan Sale, Dennis Booth and Martin Morris there across the front there now with Damien Crook on 100, Aaron Hands 19 and Austin Webster on 82. They are completing row number 2. This could be a cracker, actually. It's one of those races. When we look at last year, Rob Pritchard, Paul Cranston took the race win. Do you remember that?
I'm trying to recall this off the top of my head. Is that with reference to this race or the solo founders race?
Yeah.
Either way, looking a bit down the field as well. There we go. Yeah, so it was that one that you mentioned, Chris. But looking again, there's Austin Webster on the way through as well. I mentioned a couple of times throughout the meeting as we get a few more streaming past us on this sighting lap. Just how well some of those newcomers have done. A couple of them from last night in the Supersport white plate session are included. I wonder if they may have qualified for the A race later. I'm sure we'll get more details as and when. But looking a bit further down as well, we've already heard about Andrew Coulter and Blake O'Hare. Adam Rayner is one of the newcomers as well in there. Daniel Nelms is also competing in the big bike class and was in the previous race as well, but getting so many important laps and mileage under their belt as well. The whole convoy has now passed us. The travelling marshals coming past us here at Cross 4 Way 2. It's another busy field. It is a grid to capacity. 30 riders lining up. Sorry, 29 riders, of course. As was mentioned, we do have a non-starter in there at the moment. So, yeah, back to you, Chris, getting ready for the JCK Supersport 600cc B race.
Yeah, just to refresh our memories from last year, the winner of this one was Paul Cranston from Dennis Booth. They were knocking lumps out of each other, weren't they? With John Marsh in that third position. Then it was Mark Jackson. Tom Snow completed your top five. And number 100 rolling into their position. That's Damien Crook, local man, on a ZX6R with 26, Dennis Booth. Alongside him on a 600cc Kawasaki. I think Paul Cranston has made it through to the yellow-plated race this year. So we're just waiting for our riders just to get into their positions. Dennis Booth just has a little look at the visor there. Just the sun is really, really bright. Not complaining at all. And it's quite an interesting fact here as well that Ian Locker had 32 wins at the Sutton 100. Joey had 31. Dean Harrison now overtakes Michael Dunlop. Dino's got 27, Michael Dunlop on 26. So thanks very much to John Newton. And Dan Sale on the 8 machine, the Falcon machine, is in position there now. I can hear somebody blowing a whistle out there, so we'll just wait to see if Alex had just moved to the left a little bit. Alex, if you just moved to the left a little bit, or the right, thank you. Number 8, Dan Sale, is there into position. Alongside him on that front row, as we said, is number 26, Dennis Booth, number 101, Martin Morris. So a Yamaha, a Kawasaki, and a 959 Ducati V2. So the man with the red flag at the front moves away. The yellow flags are shifted. There is a couple of bikes at the back who've been given that dispensation to be able to go. So we're ready to go. The green flag at the bat. The back, the JCK Limited Supersport B race is about to go. Watch the lights. Here we go. Our third race of the evening. And away we go. A good start for number 100. Number 100 with an absolute cracking start. Really good start there by Damien Crook. Beth.
Yeah, as we go down here, it's actually number 8, it's Dan Sale, who was just in the lead there. But oh my goodness, there is nothing between them. There was the pack going through there, but it was number 8, I think, Dan Sale, just ahead.
And he does lead into Ballochagan with Damien Crook in behind him. Somebody have a look up the inside there. Not sure who that was. Some interesting moves. You'll see Dennis Booth round about 6th or 7th place there for Dennis there now. Dennis, of course, a veteran of the racing scene. The Ballymena rider, but there's a Sulby rider, Dan Sale, that leads to number 100. And then there's number 47 in there behind him. Blake O'Hare, the newcomer, showing well. 77 Pearson in there too. 68. You can also see Roddy Taylor, who we heard from. And look at this little lot. I'm saying look at this little lot because I'm watching the King of the Roads feed as they come into Iron Gate for the very, very first time, past Ballinoris, past Joey's Gate, heading towards Ballabeg Hairpin, and it'll be hard on the brakes into there on these 600 machines. But Sale leads from 47, then it's 100. Oh, I think number 101, has he gone a bit wide there? Martin Morris, he has. Martin Morris has gone a little bit wider there. He's ran on. I've not seen him coming past the camera again, so they're going to have to hold him. So Martin Morris has got a fair bit of work to do there now. But Dan Sale leads on the number 8 machine, with the newcomer there, Blake O'Hare, number 47, on his 636 Kawasaki. And, of course, he is from Newcastle. So the northeast guys will be shouting of him. So it's 8 from 47. Then it's 100. Then it's 77 Pearson. Then it's 82. And then it's 86. Lap 1 of 7. It's the Supersports B. Let's get to Rob.
Yeah, it's a whole train of machines led by number 8, Dan Sale, then numbers 47, 100, 77, 82, 86. There's only time for numbers. It's a stream of them now. 68, 97, 26, 94, 66, 96, 63, 90, 37. Pick the bones out of this. 24, 33, 79, 85, 75, 29, 74, 76, 41. Woo. Try and keep up with those, but it is a packed field out there and what these riders are going to be learning. So just a reminder then, Dan Sale still leading across four ways on this opening lap, particularly for those newer faces as well. They are going to be learning a little bit about the rest of the riders around them as well. They're going to be learning how aggressive or conservative those riders are going to be in a race scenario. They're going to be learning that over the course of these next 7 laps. To you, Chris.
Lap record in this one has held 227.141, 103.982, 2022. As our leaders now come towards us, they'll break out of under the trees as they exit Castletown Corner and coming out of the trees by the school hill. The estate has slowly been demolished and rebuilt, but it's Dan Sale that leads. From number 47, Blake O'Hare, 77, Dan Pearson up to third, 100, Dan Damien Crook in fourth, 86, Andrew Coulter in fifth, 82, Wasner Webster sixth, 97, Adam Rayner, he's in seventh, 68, Roddy Taylor, 94, Daniel Nelms, completing the top 10, 26, Dennis Booth, the lead in the front for Dan Sale on the 600 machine is 0.266. mile, 266 of a second. That's all it is between Sale and O'Hare. And then there's half a second back to Dan Pearson in third place. And looking at the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, they're only separated by 3.3 seconds. A Sale getting closed up on by 47, the newcomer Blake O'Hare. And do you know what? These two just want to sit behind Dan Sale as Pearson looks for a move. He's not going to make a move into Ballinoris. Surely, to the goodness me. No, he doesn't. He thinks better of it on the 77 machine. Pearson, of course, on the R6, the Birmingham rider, as they bounce in towards us. I don't think that is it. I think it looks like a Triumph. He's on, to be fair. Yeah, it does look like a Triumph to me. But number 100's not giving it up, has he? Damien Crook and 86 Coulter. So Sale leads by 0.266 as they continue to pounce on the brakes as they go into Ballabeg Hairpin. And Roger Wibberley and Dennis Booth, two Manx Grand Prix stalwarts, getting close on the entrance into Ballabeg Hairpin. But it's lap 2 of 7 for the JCK Limited Supersport 600cc B race. And it's Dan Sale, a Sulby, the Manx rider, who leads. And he's pulled a little bit of a gap on number 47 now, Blake O'Hare, with Dan Pearson in third. Rob.
Yeah, Blake O'Hare and Dan Pearson in second and third. They actually started on the third row as well. Here is Dan Sale. He has stolen a little bit of a lead. Here is O'Hare. Damien Crook now having a little bit of a look up the inside of Pearson. Then it's number 86, Andrew Coulter, and number 82, Austin Webster on the way through as well. So those are your leading convoy. Then it's the number 97 of Adam Rayner, the newcomer. Then we've got 68, 94, 26, 66, 98. Such a busy field. Number 90, having a look up the inside there. That's Anthony Stevens. As two more machines come into view as well. Numbers 33 and 79, Ashley Robson in there. And number 85 as well, trying to close down, is Andy Lovett, who started on the eighth row in there as well. So just a reminder, second and third starting from the third row. Dan Sale just eked out a little bit of advantage around four or five bank lengths on the way into cross four ways. But now advancing back towards those top three positions is number 100, Damian Crook, just starting to close in a little bit on both Blake O'Hare and Daniel Pearson as well. Andrew Coulter, respectively, is then around three further bike lengths back with Austin Webster close. To you, Chris.
Pearson's got ahead of O'Hare on the brakes into the bridge, and it is Dan Sale that still leads with a 2:32.713, 100.188 miles an hour. Pearson second, O'Hare third, Damian Crook number 100 in fourth, 86 Andrew Coulter in that fifth position. The gap at the front, 1.22 seconds from Sale on the Yamaha that leads Pearson. And of course, 47 O'Hare. He, of course, is on that 600 or the 636 Kawasaki. So the top three through there now. Only 1.424 seconds covers the top. And somebody getting the technical flag there. We'll keep a little eye on that one. It's 86 Coulter, 82 Webster, 97 Rayner, 68 Taylor, 94 Dan Nems. And the top 10 is 26 Dennis Booth. Then a 66 Wibberley, 90 Stevens, 98 McEwen, 63 Anderson, 37 the newcomer Victor Ortega, 24 Randalls, 79 Ashley Robson, and 33 Loic Sirot. Ben Long, number 76 and 19th, top 20, rounded out by number 85 Andy Lovett. As we go back to the front, look at them bouncing in to Ballabeg, and this could be very quickly, could become a five-way battle with Sale 8, 77 Pearson, 47 O'Hare, 100 Crook, 86 Coulter, with Austin Webster just a 2.5 seconds back off him on that. So Austin Webster's got a bit of daylight between him and 97 Adam Rayner. But at the front, the lead did go out to 1.221 from 22.22 the previous lap. But I think, you know, they're catching him up. I think this could be a very, yeah, they're right on him. Oh, new leader, Daniel Pearson leads as they drop down Balan Dip. Rob.
Yeah, we can hear them coming towards us. Just a quick mention for Daniel Nelms. Started on the sixth row, running in ninth at the moment. So a really positive start to the race. Two together coming up to cross four ways. Dan Sale back in front at cross four ways. Etta Pearson. Then we've got O'Hare. Then it's Crook. And then it's Coulter. Virtually nothing between that leading convoy. A couple of seconds back, number 82, Austin Webster. And then number 97, Adam Rayner, still running steady at the moment. Number 68 on the way through. Then we've got 94, 26, that's Dennis Booth. Number 66, Roger Wibberley. Number 90 on the way through, Anthony Stevens. And number 63 as well, George Anderson. Victor Ortega as well. And number 24 on the way through is Adam Randalls. 79 coming through cross four ways is Ashley Robson. So just a quick reminder then, Dan Sale retook the lead on the approach to cross four ways. Martin Morris, just to remind you as well, who started on the front row, is right the way toward the back of the order here. He's just come through in a very busy field through cross four ways, but it is all to play for. Those front five, virtually nothing separating them on the way through cross four ways. See you, Chris.
We did think this could be a cracker, didn't it? We've got another 600 Supersport race to come in a few minutes' time. The H&H Motorcycles won, but here they come. They're together, 8 and 77. It's Sale that leads Pearson by 0.94, 0.094 of a second. And Pearson pulls out of the slipstream of Sale. Does he get it? Blake O'Hare on 47 goes through in third. It was 98, we're led to believe. Eamon McEwen, who was black flagged. And Pearson's got back in the lead. 77 is back ahead of 8, with 47 just in behind there. Blake O'Hare, this is a cracker. Just dropping off a little bit, I think it's number 100 Damian Crook, and number 86 that is Andrew Coulter. 82 Austin Webster through in 6th, 97 Adam Rayner in 7th, 68 Roddy Taylor 8th, 94 Daniel Nels in 9th position, and the top 10, 26 Dennis Booth, and it's 66 Wibberley, 90 Stevens, 63 Anderson, 37 Ortega, 24 Randalls, 79 Robson, 76 Long, 33 Sirot, 85 Lovett, 74 Nourish, and 101 Martin Morris into 21st place after running on at the Ballabeg hairpin. But that's where the leaders are. It is number 77 Pearson who leads 8 Sale by a couple of hundredths now, I would say, on the exit there. As we look back to the next rider, 82, Austin Webster. He's in sixth position. Now, he's got a bit of traffic, actually, now. He did have a bit of a break on Adam Rayner on the 97 bike, though they seem to be on him. But at the front, we have got a race on, haven't we, with Pearson, Sale and O'Hare as they blast into our view there now. And Dan Sale, oh, up the inside. That's a move and a half on the approach to the Balan Dip. Back to Rob.
Yeah, that's some move, that. And of course, if you're those in behind as well, you maybe just got to be a little bit patient. Here's Dan Sale, and he's just cleared the traffic a little bit at the front here. Pearson, now Crook's having a look up the inside here, but past O'Hare as well with Coulter in close attendance. What's it like on the exit? Yeah, holding on to it at the moment is Daniel Pearson, but there's a right old battle going on in behind. Meanwhile, Austin Webster is now being tracked down here by number 97, Adam Rayner, who's made up a little bit of ground. Then it's Roddy Taylor through Cross Four Ways. Dennis Booth, Roger Wibley, moving up the inside of number 94, Daniel Nelms. And Daniel Nelms is actually pulling over here at Cross Four Ways. That might be his race done. Possible mechanical issue. We'll try and get some updates when we can. Coming through this time, Adam Randalls locks up the inside, number 37, the newcomer, Victor Ortega, Ashley Robson on the way past, but it was Dan Sale, and he just seemed to have slingshotted his way down to Cross Four Ways. He bulk cleared the rest of the group, including Pearson still holding to second, but O'Hare, Crook and Coulter still in close attendance. To you, Chris.
It's anybody's on the brakes. Oh, goodness me, number 100 there. That's Damien Crook having a little look on Daniel Pearson on the brakes. But Dan Sale has cleared off. Dan Sale has cleared off a 231.490. 100.977 for the Manx rider now. He's out of lap number 5 of 7, and the lead is 2.365 seconds over Dan Pearson. And it's Damien Crook, new third place man on the number 100 machine. He, in turn, is half a second back. Then it's half a second back to Blake O'Hare. And then we go back to another half a second to Andrew Coulter. So the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, only separated by 3.834 of a second. It's still not over. The second, third, fourth and fifth place battle, well, I think that's... I'm not even going to put 10p on this one. Not a chance. Austin Webster through. Roddy Taylor through. Dennis Booth. Roger Wibley. Anthony Stevens. George Anderson. Oh, and a retirement. Daniel Nelms. A retirement. Loic Sirot. Ben Long. Ashley Robson. Adam Randalls. All safely through and out on lap number 5. But sad for that man. That rider, Daniel Nelms, a newcomer, he has retired. He was holding on to a top 11 position. They're into Ballabeg. Some jostling going on here. 86 has got ahead again. 86, Andrew Coulter has got back ahead of Damien Crook, but it's Sale that leads from Pearson as they flash back towards us. They're heading towards Balouette's Donne. Got to watch that curb. It throws you out to the left-hand side of the track. Daniel Pearson kicking up a little bit of dust on the exit there now as he now head towards Williams Corner and heading to such a great part of the track to watch. It's number 8, Dan Sale, with the lead of 2.365. He's out on lap number 5. Back to Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, Dan Sale pulling out the lead, and I suppose it kind of balls in the rest of rest of the riders' court, if you like, because he's stretched that advantage across four ways on this lap. Dan Sale, then it's Pearson, then it's O'Hare, now Coulter moving up a place ahead of Damien Crook here. So Andrew Coulter moving up to fourth there. The newcomer has made the move. One of a couple of newcomers in the mixer there, along with Blake O'Hare as well. Here is number 97 and 82 on the way through. So we know that Adam Rayner, another of the newcomers, have made that move on number 82. Austin Webster, he's been closing down across four ways last time. Here's Roddy Taylor. Then it's Dennis Booth. And then number 66, Roger Wibley, on the way through as well. Number 90, the latest, that's Anthony Stevens. And number 63, George Anderson on the Avon scaffolding, Yamaha R6. Field getting a little bit spread out further back. Ortega's managed to take back a place here from Adam Randall's coming into Cross Four Ways, but as he run a little bit wide there, we can't quite work out. That's allowed Ashley Robson to close up as well. But Dan Sale still leading at Cross Four Ways, and he's eked out that advantage again from Pearson, still holding on to second ahead of Crook. Coulter is up to fourth at the moment. Back to you, Chris.
Here he comes, has a little look over the shoulder, and he leads, and his lead has extended. It is up to 2.543 now, 231.49. It's Daniel Pearson, 77, 47, Blake O'Hare, and 86, Andrew Coulter. They're all safely through. Damien Crook on the number 100 bike in fifth place. And it's 97, Adam Rayner, 82, Austin Webster go through, and 98, Amy McKeown, and he was black flagged due to having a loose fairing. Riders continuing to go through. Great sound of Roddy Taylor down the MV on 68, but the leaders out on lap number 6 of 7. Could be anybody. Second, third, fourth and fifth. What they covered by a second and a bit. Not much at all, though some of them are stronger in some parts and some are stronger than the other. But one man who is strong around this 4.25 mile Motor Isle Ballon Circuit is Dan Sale, who's extended it by a couple more hundredths this time as the second, third, fourth and fifth place riders, as quick as I said it, they went through the shot there now, heading towards Ballinoris. Through there as Dan goes into Ballabeg hairpin. I'll give you a time there. Daniel Pearson, he starts to break. So 77, 47, 86 and 100 through. 97 Rayner, 82 Webster, 68 Taylor, 26 Smooth, 66 Wibbly, Roger Wobbly Wibbly in the top 10. Then it's Anthony Stephen, George Anderson, Adam Randles, Victor Ortega, Ashley Robson, Ben Long, Martin Morris. He's doing some work there, isn't he, Martin? Up to 17th place. 33 Loic Sirot. 895, 85 Andy Lovett. Top 20, 74 Daniel Nourish. Lap 6 of 7. Dan Sale, he's got this one in the bag. Just watch his boards. Back to Rob.
Yeah, here he is, Dan Sale. Do you know what? This is experience. This is experience of the Motor Arbeláin course. He's bided his time amid the melee. And now it's Blake O'Hare looking up the inside. No, he just had a glance at Daniel Pearson, thought better of it. It's O'Hare, Coulter and Crook on the way through. So no change in the order. O'Hare, he just had a little look at Daniel Pearson. That battle for the final two podium places is going right down to the wire at the moment. Still no certainty around that whatsoever. Number 97, Adam Rayner, and number 82, Austin Webster. Those two are still having a good battle in the sunshine here as they exit cross four ways. So Dan Sale still extending that advantage out at the front. Here's Dennis Booth. Then we've got Roddy Taylor, Roger Wibberley on the way through as well. So that's a bit of a change. Roger Wibberley moving up two places, 63 and 90 on the way through. That's George Anderson and Anthony Stevens as well. So George Anderson has moved ahead of Anthony Stevens there on the latest. Adam Randles followed closely in tow by Victor Ortega. Then it's Ashley Robson to you, Chris.
Dan Sale burst back into the sunlight. And this time round gets a last lap flag from the start team here. Dan Sale leads. And here comes the charge. 77 Pearson, the gap's up by a couple of seconds. 4.7, 101.041, the quickest lap of the race so far. Dan Sale, a 231.424. Now, he might have won sidecar championships here, but he hasn't won a solo race in the main Southern 100 before. So what will we see from Dan Sale? Now, what's the shenanigans going on into Ballycagan with 77 Pearson, 47 O'Hare, and number 100, Damien Crook, and 86 Andrew Coulter, all in there, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Riders continuing to go through. That's some sound, isn't it, out of Roddy Taylor's machine, the 68 machine, the 675 MB Agusta F3. Pearson still in second, 47 Blake O'Hare in that third place, keeping a very close eye on what's going on. It looked to me like Andrew Coulter was setting himself up for a move. Now, I think he's having a little look here into Blake O'Hare. So 86 Coulter having a little look maybe at 47 Blake O'Hare. You're going to be a brave man to go up the inside here. A Ballabeg. Oh, no. No, he doesn't do it. Oh, runs a little bit wide. Yes, he... Oh, 47. 47 has had a tip-off. He's all right, though. He's just slipped off at Ballabeg. So 47 Blake O'Hare just losing it on the exit there at Ballabeg Hairpin. But he's okay. It looks like he's going to be lifting the bike up there. But Dan Sale back at the front. His leader now, Daniel Pearson, 77 by 4.7. Is it going to be Andrew Coulter? It's not at the moment. It's Damien Crook who's in that position. Back to you, Rob. Last lap.
Yeah, Dan Sale just keeps stretching that. It's just a case of getting it across the finish line. Now, this has been an astute ride from Dan Sale out front. It is Daniel Pearson, and there's Damien Crook. He's already got past Coulter. He's looking up the inside of Pearson there as well. Doesn't quite get it to stick across four ways. What's it like on the exit? And it's Pearson who holds on from Crook, from Coulter. So Crook had already made the pass on Coulter on the run to cross four ways. He then had a look at Pearson through cross four ways there as number 97, Adam Rayner, on the way past. Austin Webster just dropping back maybe about half a second or so in that particular battle that's been going on right throughout the race. But it is Dan Sale in absolute control late on here. And it is still Daniel Pearson holding on to second. Such a shame there for Blake O'Hare with that very minor tip off of Ballabeg. Roddy Taylor, Dennis Booth, Roger Wibberley, and then George Anderson now closing up to the back of that group, as is number 90 as well, Anthony Stevens. So Dan Sale in control, but still no certainty whatsoever about the rest of the podium. To you, Chris.
Yeah, Dan Sale with a 4.7 seconds lead as he comes towards us across the line. Dan Sale, second Manx win of the evening with Dan Sale taking that race win. And who's going to get second? Oh, goodness me, it's all changed. Andrew Coulter from Damien Crook and Daniel Pearson fourth. Oh, there must be a story behind that one. I'm sure Beth's going to get that one. Quickest lap of the race for Dan Sale at a 231.424, 101.041. As 97 Adam Rayner comes home in fifth, 82 Austin Webster, he's home in that sixth position. And looking at the JCK Limited race, replicas of first, second and third, and a replica for the fastest lap and the best newcomer, which will be Andrew Coulter, home in second place. Here's the battle, 1, 2, 3, 4 machines. 68 Roddy Taylor comes home in 7th, 26 Dennis Booth in 8th, 66 Roger Wibberley, he's home in 9th, and the top 10 rounded out by 63 George Anderson. That's the top 10. Dan Sale with a win in the end by 5.482. And that's a performance and a half by Martin Morris, coming from dead last, finishing in 12th position, just behind Anthony Stevens, number 90 there. Well done to Martin Morris. Victor Ortega's finish, as is Adam Randall's. And 1976, Ben Long, your top 15. What a race, and what a race for Dan Sale. He's with Beth.
He certainly is. I tell you what, the smile on your face, Dan, that was brilliant. Talk us through it. I think experience paid out there.
Yeah, I think it did, actually. I was a lot quicker on the back. When we walked this thing down here, it's only just got a standard engine, and we just literally pulled out of a sidecar, jumped through it in. But no, I was a lot faster at the back, and I knew it was a lot quicker around there, so I just thought I'd just play my own game.
And how aware are you of what's going on around you and how close people are getting? Because Daniel Pearson took the lead at one point.
I know, I was pretty lucky, really, because I looked behind and I couldn't see anybody, but he must have been on the other side. And then towards the end of it, a lad put a board out for me to say how far ahead I was. I was like, right, that'll do then.
And how important is it then for you to have that information out there?
Oh, you need it because you're just all over the show otherwise, just trying to block lines and stuff like that, because if he's going to come to the inside, he's going to come to the inside. You can't stop him, can you?
Honestly, Dan Sale, I just love that. I love that. You pulled it out of a sidecar and you pulled it out of the bag today. Huge congratulations. Well done.
Hi, thank you.
Well, let's speak to this man. Andrew Coulter in second place. If I could have spoken to you this time last week, would you have had any dream that you could be here?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, just hugely emotional. Of course it is. There is so much that goes into this. What happened towards the end? What's the story here?
So I was following Dan Pearson and who was behind him? We're all really close together, and we tried to defend each other until the last corner. So Dan went tight, and they kind of touched, and I just took the spoils.
Unbelievable. How do you put into words what's just happened?
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And we talked a little bit before earlier on in the week, didn't we, about the people who put you here, and I guess there's a lot of thank yous to be had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dan and his dad and team, you know, that feel kind of awful now. But, yeah, they've been such a good help. Everybody, it's amazing.
Best newcomer as well. Well done.
Oh, well, excellent. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Andrew, go and let that sink in for a little bit, and let's speak to our third place man, Damien Crook. Flipping heck. Talk us through the highs and lows of that one.
That was all high. It was good, that. Really good. It was tough. The toughest race I've ever had. Unfortunately, the bike we're running has got a very underpowered engine, so you've got to fight for that. I would like to apologise to Dan Pearson. I kind of cut his nose off into the last corner there. I just couldn't get it stopped, so I think he would have been in third or second, but unfortunately, that's racing. Like I said, big thank you to Mark Rain from Macro Metals. It's his bike I'm on, so yeah, thank you to them.
And I guess during a race like that, you have, as a rider, some tough decisions to make at points about whether to make the pass or not. We saw that going on out there.
Yeah, there was a lot of it. Obviously, being on a much slower bike, than if people could see it coming down the straight, the other bikes were just pulling away. So you got to think all the time, where can I get them? Because I was catching a lot of them up into like Ballabeg hairpin, but you can't really make a dive on someone there. Same again in the cross four ways. You can get up beside them, but if they're not going to give up their line, you've got to, you know, back off a bit. And it's just, yeah.
Great to see you in here, though. Thank Huge you. Congratulations, Damien.
Cheers, thanks.
So those are your top three. The riders just going up to the podium where the presentation is going to be done. So this is the JCK Limited 600cc B race. The presentation will be made by Sue Staley from JCK Limited. So let's just take a moment to take a breath. Damien Crook just going over and getting on his machine. So in third place, the Isle of Man rider, Damien Crook. Has been handed the Foraging Vintner's wine here. And then in second place, I'm not sure it's completely sunk in yet, but he is also the best newcomer here, Andrew Coulter. And in first, as you say, the experience really did pay off today. Huge congratulations. Give it up for Dan Sale. Honestly, Chris, that was absolutely unbelievable. I don't think it's sunk in for any of us, has it?